From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
A few random facts for you today.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah, that was good. Did you watch that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Thanksgiving. First car radios were introduced in the 1930s. There was a huge battle over whether they were too distracting. Car radios. Yeah. In fact, several states even considered major fines for people who used them while driving.
Ooh.
Sound familiar?
Yes, it
does. Yeah. Ironic, huh? Fast forward 90 years. Not quite 90 years. By the way, in Los Angeles, the first radio station owners were car dealers. Mostly expensive car dealers, like Cadillac dealers. Speaking of Los Angeles, Space Mountain at Disneyland cost $20 million to build in 1977, while Disneyland itself cost $17 million to build in 1955. Huh. And Galaxy's Edge, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge cost about $1 billion. To build. So you see
inflation.
The inflation thing, you know, anyway.
And a belated happy birthday to Disneyland.
Oh yeah, they're 64.
Yeah.
Will you still feed
July 20th.
Will you still need me when I'm 64? All right, it's
yes,
time.
Yes, I still need you, Disneyland.
The Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Hey, John Van Camp.
Yeah.
How long has it been since Ben Affleck and Matt Damon worked on a project together?
Other than going down to the Jack in the Box drive-thru and getting some bag of tacos.
Other than Project Sobriety for
yeah.
Ben. 20 years.
Oh, my God. Has it been
that long? A professional project, not a project Ben.
20 years? Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. Wow. What was his Good Will Hunting, right?
Yes.
They, like, won an Oscar.
And we had Robin Williams
Robin
in
Williams
it.
Was in it. What a great movie. Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Well, that's how long, 20 years, since the two school chums wrote and won an Oscar for Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, yep. Wow, crazy.
You think it's about time to collaborate again?
Sure. Not sure.
Why not?
Okay, I guess.
Not certain if this one's going to win an Oscar or not.
Oh, okay. What are they up to?
Well, Matt and Ben, they're co-writing and co-starring in a 14th century film about a knight and a squire who must duel to the death after the squire is accused of raping the knight's wife.
This does not sound like a comedy.
Yikes.
Well, it was the 14th century. They did stuff like that. I don't know if you've ever seen a little show called Game of Thrones.
Huh. Wonder if that's where they got the idea from.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Was Game of Thrones 14th century or? Somebody will probably correct me
on that. Oh, it was just a long time
that.
Ago with.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
yeah.
A long time ago.
I don't think it's a time. I think Game of Thrones is kind of like a fantasy
world.
Time. Yeah, I don't think that's a real... I know it's not a real thing,
well,
but...
as I still haven't watched it, I really can't be the one that comments on it.
So anyway, 14th century, a knight and a squire, and accusing the squire of rape, is that what you said?
Yes, raping the knight's wife.
Wow, this is dark stuff.
I
don't see this being a comedy.
It's actually based on a book.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I let you kind of wander around in your mind a little bit before I told you that.
You did like to take me all the way out there and drop me off the plank. Boom.
No, I take you all the way out there, put the noose around your neck and drag you back. It's called The Last Duel. Duel.
As in Aaron Burr, duel. Okay.
It pits the two friends against each other.
Mm.
And by the way, if the squire wins, the knight's wife will get burned at the stake for false accusation.
That knight had better win.
Just a little caveat. But then, okay, so if the squire wins, why would the knight's wife get burned at the stake?
Well, if she accused the squire.
Well, she did.
And the squire wins, then the squire can, you know, claim that he's... Because these people dueled for their honor. There was no, you know, this
but
was
but if the
like
knight wins, but if the knight wins,
then
he proves
by some way, shape, or form, that I get this.
He's defended her honor.
He did, and then she's cool. And
no,
the squire
but
dies. He goes
yes.
to his death. This is getting confusing.
Oh, if the squire wins, okay, I got
if
it.
If the squire wins and he kills the knight in the duel, then the wife has to hang for false accusation.
I still don't get that.
Fighting for his honor. Fighting for his honor.
I still don't get it. One anyway, Ridley Scott's going to direct it, which may be an Oscar omen, since none of his movies have ever got an Oscar.
None, not one. I can't remember Ridley Scott ever going up there and picking up a statue. Never. But you know what? His stuff is good. I mean, you know, it depends. I mean, it's whatever.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Is Nicole Kidman a maniac in bed?
I would not know. But you know what? We were talking screen crushes. I forgot to mention her.
You also forgot to mention Jada De Laurentiis.
Wow. You've been like fixated on this since Friday, haven't you?
No, I think I mentioned it to you in a text yesterday.
No, you did. I'm kidding. I'm just trying to make
and
you look
said,
bad.
And you said, quote.
Quote.
I never forget about Jada De Laurentiis.
Yeah, but I did on Friday.
Unquote. And I said, quote. Well, you did.
Yeah, I did. Unquote. I did. I forgot.
Yep. According to Hubby Keith Urban's hit song, Gemini.
By the way, I hate him too. I hate him too.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, I hate him.
When he plays the guitar, yeah. Mm. And in which he sings, some of the words are, she's a maniac in bed, but a brainiac in her head. Now, songs can be just written as songs.
Sure.
But so... We know, as we know, there's a lot of true to life or close to the true stuff.
Sure.
So is Nicole okay? As we know with Taylor Swift, a lot of it's real life.
Well, now I wonder, what did you say the name of the song was?
Gemini.
I wonder if Nicole Kidman is a Gemini.
Do you wonder if she's okay with that level of sharing?
No. But okay, I'll go along with you. Sure, why not?
Is she okay being
called a maniac in bed? Is that what you're saying? I don't think she minds.
I don't think she does either.
I don't think she minds.
Nicole was interviewed yesterday, and she was asked point blank if it bothered her, and she said, quote, I don't censor his art. If I could be amused for it, it's embarrassing. But at the same time, yes, it's better than him saying, God, I'm so bored. Make an effort, Nicole.
I doubt he would ever say that.
I doubt he would either.
You know who might be a brainiac in her head? See what I did there? It's Halle Berry.
But you're thinking the other thing.
I don't know. I'm not going to say. I don't want to objectify anybody.
You know what? I will leave it alone as well.
That's probably a wise thing to do. Now, a little programming note. You're going to be gone tomorrow.
Yes.
You're going to be off doing your day job. So we will.
You know, if you could pay me enough, I'd be here all the time.
If I could pay me, I'd be here all the time. Pay me. Anyway, we'll reconvene back here Thursday morning.
Reconvening.
Until then, have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.